We're back on the air. This is Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis, and we are always talking to entrepreneurs, about entrepreneurs, sharing the stories of entrepreneurs. It's a real-time show of sharing what really goes on in the world of entrepreneurs, and we enjoy doing that. I want to thank our friends over at The Social Scene who have been hosting us. And if you want to know more about how to organize your social life, check out thesocialscene.me. Our next guest, keep my fingers crossed, Andrew Lay from Buoy Health. Welcome, Andrew.
Hi, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
Good. So what is Buoy Health? I know what Buoy is, but there's a lot of terms that it's
So Buoy, basically meaning to keep someone afloat. What we're doing is we're building a computer program that brings artificial intelligence and machine learning to people to help them figure out what to do when they're sick. So have you ever Googled your symptoms before, Jeff?
All the time.
All the time, yeah. And most people, you know, they like to say, oh, well, I do it, but I don't want to, or, you know, I do it, I know I get scared. Googling your symptoms is something that's ubiquitous. It's something that, unfortunately, leaves a lot of people making bad decisions, whether it be going to the doctor before they should or going to the doctor too late. What we're doing is we're building a program uses cutting-edge artificial intelligence to interview patients like a doctor and help them figure out, from a statistical standpoint, what could be likely and what to do next.
How do the patients get this product or service?
Sure, they just go to www.buoy.org, and they use the product. It's totally free for them.
Is it on your computer or is it an app?
Oh, it's a website.
It's a website.
Yeah, it's a website.
So it's sort of like WebMD advanced or on steroids?
Exactly. So I think the joke about WebMD is, you know, you go on WebMD and, you know, you get cancer. You know, everyone gets diagnosed with something scary.
It's very general. It doesn't really get
right. It's very general. Exactly. Right. So what we do is we built a program that really gets very specific about you, about what's going on with you, and helps figure out, you know, what's the likeliest thing for your particular situation.
Well, again, I'm not a doctor.
Sure.
But I talk to doctors. Okay. And, you know, doctors work hard to figure out what the symptom is really about. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of data. And you must have, and I know WebMD has a data issue in terms of putting in data daily, getting the right data. How are you gathering your data so that you're giving back people information that's credible?
Sure. So basically, we started 3 years ago, and I'm a fourth-year med student, and basically the origin story was that I was on the wards, specifically in the ER, and I kept seeing patient after patient walk in with printouts from WebMD, or printouts from the internet. And what was so kind of like shocking was, one, how frequently this was happening, and two, how often people were wrong when they were coming in. I think the statistic is 8% of people who think they know what they have when they go to the doctor actually are correct.
And this are correct?
Are correct, yeah. And this is based on a doctor's
survey.
Did
you say 8% or 80?
8%. 8%.
That's not very high.
It's pretty low, right, exactly.
Right.
It's pretty low.
And doctors are always guessing with my symptoms. No, I mean, but they, you know, it's a process of elimination, isn't it?
It is, but doctors on, there's a study looking at the doctor's ability to triage, and they're about 90 to 95% accurate when assessing a patient for the first time in terms of what the next step should be. So doctors
feel
are super
well trained. 5%.
Well, the 5%, I mean, when you say 5% are, you know, wrong, that 5% is, you know, over time they get corrected because you can follow up with the patient. You can, you know, see how they're doing later. But back to your original question about where do we get this information? We basically read over now 10,000 clinical papers and pulled out the data from over 3 million patients who have been studied in the clinical literature to piece together a database that now covers 1,500 diagnoses, 20,000 possible questions in order to figure out what's wrong with you.
Again, with the data, you have a big team behind you?
Right now, the team is 10. Originally, it started out with 4 co-founders 3 years ago. And the information has been read by hand by by us to pull out the correct information.
So you went to medical school to become a practicing physician.
Correct.
Have you changed your mind?
If my mom is listening to the show.
No. Oh, she probably is. Most mothers do like to listen to these things.
Yes. If my mom's listening to the show, yes, I want to be a practicing physician someday. I'm finishing up medical school now. And the dream is to go back to Bowie and make sure that we scale up the ability to help people, not just here in the United States, but around the world. We really think that the amount of medical knowledge is locked within the minds of these a select number of very well-trained physicians, not just here in the United States, but everywhere. And there's a total mismatch of supply and demand for healthcare information, and we're trying to bridge that gap.
So is this just a free website, or is this going to be something that you're going to generate revenue from, and how are you going to generate the revenue?
Sure. So it's completely free, and it will be free to users forever.
Like WebMD.
Like WebMD, except as opposed to selling ads on our site, as opposed to selling pharmaceutical ads, for example, or selling your data, for example, what we do is we allow, so our program is a chatbot. So
it's a chatbot?
It's a chatbot, yeah. So it looks like you're texting a person.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And so
I do that a lot.
Yeah, so you're basically chatting with an artificial intelligence program.
Like I did with the Microsoft guy all weekend from India. We had a little chat box and we were talking all weekend.
Right, except I'm not on the other end. It's the actual computer itself kind of interacting with you. And so what we do is we sell the ability for payers and providers of healthcare or service providers of healthcare to build their own chatbot that communicates with you at the completion of your visit. So after you figure out, you know, what are the next best steps, oftentimes, you know, we're just a program that is figuring out the statistical, you know, likelihood of different scenarios. At this point, we're just empowering you with information. Now you need to do something about it, right? Like, so our first four clients have built their own chatbots that connect with you and are able to say, hey, Jeff, I see that, you know, a primary care doctor would be really appropriate for your situation. We have six primary care offices in the Boston area. We can make an appointment for you in the next couple of weeks. At which point, there's a new connection piece. So,
so you're actively getting involved with these people that are reaching out to you.
Yes, exactly. So as opposed to, say, a payer provider getting an ad out on I-95, and most of the population's, you know, running by, and most people are healthy. What we're saying is, like, when people are sick and they're vulnerable and they're worried about their bodies, this is a great time for payers and providers and healthcare service providers to interact with people who really do need help. And so it's a very high touch, bespoke, and high return interaction for our clients.
You know, interesting. I know that, you know, a great percentage, greater than history, of our population is over the age of 60, mm-hmm. growing. We have a huge chunk of population that are millennials who use technology quite actively.
Yep.
Two different target groups, two large populations that could be interested. Who's your target?
Yeah, we have two initial targets, actually, and you actually hinted at both of them.
Well, the millennials are likely to use it. The baby boomers are likely to need it.
Right. And the baby boomers are actually extremely tech savvy. The number one growing segment of the population on Facebook are baby boomers. And so we see that they're using the products like us all the time. So we see the baby boomers
as... Look at Donald Trump, the Twitter king.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I mean, I'm not endorsing him, but, you know, that's, you know, he's using a technology in a way that no one has before. How old's Donald Trump? He's not a baby.
Right. So ideally, you know, we are going after the baby boomer population to help them with their health needs. And then the other one is young moms. So young moms are confused about, you know, their children.
Good target. I forgot that one.
Yeah. That's our other target audience.
Right, because we are young moms are wanting to know what to do.
Exactly.
Right, and exactly. They don't want to ask their moms. Is this technology accessible to people today, or is this in a test stage?
So we launched our beta 2 weeks ago in Boston. So everywhere else in the country, people are getting added to the wait list. But if you're in Boston, you have free rein to use the product, give us feedback. You know, we're obsessed with creating a program that helps people and that's accurate. And that's all we care about. That's all we, you know, we live, sleep, and breathe this stuff. And so the more people are on it, the more people are telling us, like, this works, this doesn't work for them. Hey, I had a bad result. We're trying to fix it, and we're trying to make things better for you. So,
will you come back in 60 days or so and tell us how you're doing with the app?
Yeah, that'd be great.
And, you know, we get some kind of progression.
Sure. Yeah, that would be happy to.
I think that would be kind of interesting to sort of track you over time. Since this is a show about entrepreneurs, you know, I have a particular interest in tracking entrepreneurs that are more sort of in the startup stage like you are, mm-hmm. to see how things are going.
Yeah, I would be happy to. That would be nice of you. Thanks, Jeff.
Right. And you don't need any guinea pigs, test animals, or anything, because Taz is always a volunteer for most things that we do.
Right. Yeah, we could try that rash that you showed me earlier. Oh, no, I'm just kidding. No, I'm kidding. There's no rash.
I think you touched a sore point with Taz on the rash.
Oh,
did you see?
Pun,
he really reacted. He hasn't told us about that, faux pas. Again, if somebody wants to find you at Buoy Health, please give that information
sure,
again.
Sure, it's www.buoy.org. And if it, that's where we are.
Great. My name is Jeffrey Davis. I'm host of Radio Entrepreneurs. I'm also the chairman of the board of Mage LLC, management consulting firm. And we've been speaking with Andrew Lay of Buoy Health. A great story. Very interesting. Could affect most of us. Let's all track it. And we'll stay connected with Andrew. We will stop this story. And we're going to have some messages from our sponsors. We'll be right back in a couple of minutes.